It's a privilege to meet again with you on this Tuesday morning. And I tell you what, I'm so encouraged this morning about many things. And even though this is a prayer training, I have to just insert a little thanks be to God prayer at the very top. And maybe it's more informational than anything. But here locally at Parkview, we have had a wonderful weekend. We received a special offering for our pavement project. And I don't know if you've heard the numbers yet, but Sunday morning we received two types of offerings. One was cash and one was pledges. Cash offerings for our pavement project totaled $74,000 plus. $74,000 in cash. Pledges totaled $31,000. That totals around $105,000 and change for a pavement project offering. And I don't know about y'all, but that's a wonderful, wonderful offering. And it's a thanks be to God in my heart. And I know it is in yours as well. We also had a wonderful worship service. We also had some good reports about our missions team up in Allen, South Dakota. And yesterday, our children's group, about 27 campers and about who knows how many adults helping them, went up to Camp Dixon. So there's a lot of things happening this weekend and this week associated with Parkview Church of God. And I'm encouraged, I'm excited, I see the good Lord's hand working. And I thank you for your faithfulness this morning to this. You know, we're in week 7 of our Time Alone with God series. And prior to that, you committed to 10 weeks where we talked about the top 10 prayer killers. So we're 17 weeks in to this commitment as prayer partners to offer ourselves and our time to the Lord and learn how to better pray. And I just want to say thank you to all of you, whether you're seated out there, whether you're watching on this screen as it's live streamed to you on your device, or perhaps as you're listening later to an audio recording. Anyway, as we meet today, we're going to consider the 7th what I call reality that leads to a meaningful time alone with God. We've already covered 6 very important realities or steps in our time alone with God. Listening, waiting, confessing, praying God's word, meditating, and interceding. 6 very important, very powerful realities that are a part of our time alone with God. And today, we take up number 7. I want you to think with me before I identify it. These first 6 realities, they have mostly to do with our relationship with God and other people. We're working on our relationship with Him through these particular steps, or we're thinking about others and their needs in these particular steps. But today we get to ourselves. We get to our own personal needs. And what I guess we could call today's reality is petitioning. Petitioning God for our personal needs. And that word petition, you know, that's where you bring a particular request. That's where you bring a petition, if you will, to God. And it's not so much about Him, and it's not so much about others, but it's more about you and your personal needs. And so God wants us to bring our personal needs to Him, those things which concern us as individuals. He's interested in our physical, needs. He's interested in our emotional or mental needs. And he's also interested in our spiritual needs. He wants to know about all of those aspects of our personal needs. And so as we petition God about our personal needs, I want us to think about and keep in mind three things. Three things to keep in mind. Number one, submit your will to God's will. Submit your will to God's will. Whenever we bring a petition to God that has to do with ourselves, we do well to first submit it to God's will and be sure that that happens. You know, we take this from Jesus' example when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember, as he was petitioning God that evening, you know, he made this statement, and Luke 22, 42 records it. He said, and I quote, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Notice that phrase, "not my will, but yours be done." What was Jesus doing there? He was submitting his will to the Father's will. Very important when we are bringing our personal needs to the Lord. We should take his example and follow it. I'm going to quote our friend and mentor in prayer, John Maxwell. "When we pray for others, our motives are usually good. But when we pray for ourselves, our motives are not always pure." Stop and think about that. Can't our own motives get kind of maybe a little off when we're thinking about ourselves? You know, that human selfishness can kick in, or our desires and our wants versus our needs. All of that can get kind of mixed up. And so it's very important to pray, "Not my will, but yours be done." Because what that does, it aligns our motives with God's. It aligns our will to what he already has in mind. I think that purifies and aligns our motives when we pray that prayer. I want you to listen to a poem that was written by a man who learned about this, surrendering his will to God. It happened over time. And he wrote a poem that has lived on ever since the mid-1800s. He was a soldier in the Civil War. And he wrote, and I quote him, "I asked God for strength that I might achieve, but I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health that I might do great things, and I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I had hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am, among all men, most richly blessed." There's a thought there that's worth keeping in mind. God's will for us is always for our best, and it may differ from our particular will. We do well to submit our will to his, trusting that whatever he gives in answer to our personal prayer and personal requests, it's for our best. A second thing to keep in mind when we petition God for our personal needs, be honest with God about your feelings and your problems and your needs. Be absolutely honest with Him. As we tell God exactly how we feel, as we tell God about every problem, even those problems that we won't share necessarily with anyone else, and as we tell God about even our deepest needs, it does something to our relationship with Him. It strengthens it. When we get everything out on the table before Him, nothing withheld, it's like that peace of God that passes all understanding starts to fill our hearts. I think that's what Paul may have been talking about when he wrote in his letter to the Philippians, you know, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer, and here's that word, and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Put it all out there. Give Him everything. Don't hold anything back. And Paul then makes this promise. The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. So as we approach God with our petition, we need to submit our will to His. We need to be honest with Him about our feelings, about our problems and needs. And thirdly, we need to tell God about the small stuff. Stop and think with me about that. The small stuff. I've had Christian friends, and maybe you have too, who have told me, I don't want to bother God with these small things. He's got plenty else to occupy Him. Do you have a friend that maybe has said that to you? I'm not going to pray about this little thing. I'm just going to take the big important things to God. Maybe you have that tendency or that attitude or thought when you approach God with your prayer. But I want us to think about that from another perspective right now. Can you think about anything that concerns us or in our life that isn't small in comparison to God? I mean, everything about us is small according to God. You know, David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He was talking about how small he felt. So nothing is too big or small to bring to our Heavenly Father. And there's a wonderful statement that Jesus gave us in His Sermon on the Mount that tells us something about His heart and how willing and interested our Father is in hearing about the small stuff. I'm going to quote Jesus from Matthew 29. And in verse 29, it says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. Verse 30, even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I like that. That tells me that God the Father is interested in the small stuff. So as we think about our petition time, our time where we bring our personal needs to Him, let's remember to submit our will to His will. Let's remember to be honest about everything and do not withhold it from God. And let's tell Him about the small stuff. And when we do, He will hear us and bless us richly. I'm going to close by quoting a poem, or rather a song, that I know you know. And maybe if we had our praise team with us and our musicians, we'd sing it. But instead, we're going to quote it. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I love those words. They're filled with truth, and they are really, really appropriate as we think about our petition time with God. This week, in your time alone with God, I want you to bring your personal petitions to Him. Submit your will to His, okay? Tell Him everything about how you're feeling, and then don't forget the small stuff. I believe there's blessings ahead as we do that. May we bow, and may we close with the Lord's Prayer once again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.